This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. is announcing what officials say could be the final package of military aid to Ukraine unless Congress approves supplemental funding legislation that is stalled on Capitol Hill. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The weapons are worth up to $250 million and include an array of air defense munitions, other missiles, artillery, anti-armor systems, and other equipment. The aid is provided through the Presidential Drawdown Authority and will be pulled from Pentagon stocks. But the Pentagon says currently there's no more funding to replace the weapons taken from department stocks, which could affect American military readiness. President Joe Biden is urging Congress to pass a $110 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. It includes money to help replenish Pentagon stocks and $14 billion for U.S. border security. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli forces raided a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing at least six Palestinians, Palestinian health authorities said Wednesday. The Israeli military also expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. Residents reported shelling and airstrikes in the tiny cramped enclave, including the Berej refugee camp in central Gaza, with the southern city of Khan Yunis and the southern town of Rafah. Pro-Palestinian protesters briefly blocked entrance roads to airports in New York and Los Angeles on Wednesday. The pair of protests were the latest disruptive action meant to call attention to the victims of the Israel's war to destroy Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in Gaza. 26 people were arrested in New York City. Protesters in Los Angeles dragged traffic cones, scooters, and other debris onto the highway to stymie traffic. A spokesperson for the LAPD said 35 people were arrested for rioting, and one person was arrested for battery of a police officer. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The migrant caravan, which set off on Christmas Day, arrived in the southwestern town of Escalante, Chiapas, on Wednesday as U.S. and Mexico officials meet for migration talks in Mexico City. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Migrants in the caravan demanded authorities to empathize with their plight and to provide them with job opportunities to pursue their dreams. Marvin Rodas, a migrant from Honduras, says, quote, "We want them, Mexican and U.S. officials, to be aware and to put themselves in our shoes because we, as you see, come here struggling," unquote. Top U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, are visiting Mexico as the Mexican government pledged to help the United States cope with record numbers of people trying to reach the border. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The Colorado Republican Party is appealing the state Supreme Court's ruling banning former President Donald Trump from its primary ballot. Jay Sekulow, a lawyer for the party, announced the appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court on his website. Trump himself will also appeal the decision in the coming days. The Colorado Supreme Court stayed its historic ruling until January 4th, or when an appeal is resolved with the nation's highest court. The U.S. Supreme Court has never ruled on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which the Colorado court found made Trump ineligible for the presidency because he violated the provision's ban on those who, quote, engage in insurrection from holding office. South Korean actor Lee Sun-kyun, who starred in film Parasite, is found dead. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong has the latest.
Popular South Korean actor Lee Sun-kyun has been found dead in a car in Seoul by the police on Wednesday, weeks after an intense police investigation into his allegedly illegal drug use. The 48-year-old actor was best known for playing the head of a wealthy family in the Oscar-winning movie Parasite. The police has refused to provide further details, including whether they had determined Lee killed himself. But South Korean media outlets say that Lee's family earlier on Wednesday reported that he left home after leaving a message similar to a suicide note. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Two higher-end models of the Apple Watch can go on sale again after a federal court temporarily lifted a sales halt ordered by the International Trade Commission due to a patent dispute. The ITC, a federal agency, ordered the halt to block Apple from using specific technologies underpinning a blood oxygen measurement system in its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. Apple stopped selling the two watch models in the U.S. on Thursday to comply with the ITC ruling. The court's actions will allow sales of the two Apple Watch models while it considers whether to reinstate the ITC order as it hears Apple's appeal. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.